What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Gentlemen, what is going on today? It is great to be back with you again for yet another episode in the Discipline of Manliness podcast. I am your host and founder of the show, Colin Hornback. I am excited to be sharing all aspects of masculinity with you guys, talking about how we show up in our faith and relationships and fitness, as well as in our value that we bring to the world around us. Those are the four big aspects of what we're talking about in this show, and there's a lot of smaller topics that we break down underneath each of those, but that is what this show is all about. And I love coming to you guys each and every week. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Over our last week's episode, we talked about getting your reps in, and that is not just about physical fitness. That was about getting our reps in our faith, how we show up in reading our Bible, spending time in fellowship with other believers, and spending time in prayer, as well as how we show up in relationships, how we're checking in on those that are under our sphere of influence or our friends, the people that we really value and that we want to be supporting. We got to get our reps in doing that as well, making sure that we're not letting those relationships slip through the cracks. We do also have to get our fitness reps in as well, practicing discipline in how we practice and train our bodies. That is of major importance in our masculinity, as well as how we show up in providing value to the world around us, making, again, those regular deposits, whether it be in the bank account or in the trust equity bank account of other people and what they again, believe about us, what they see in us, and letting them know that we are there to make them better as well. Again, that was kind of a quick recap of last week's episode, but I wanted to kind of hit on that because I feel like it plays into this week's episode too. In this week's episode, I want to talk about what drives you. For those of you who don't know this, I'm in a men's group called the Iron Council. It's like a think tank of high caliber men that push each other, drive each other to do better, hold each other accountable. And it has been a key aspect in what's grown me and challenged me and helped me to develop more and more into the man that I want to become and ultimately the man I know God has designed me to be. So this has been a key aspect for me and my personal growth, and I've loved being a part of it. And one of the things we have in that group is sort of like a social network, if you will. And in just about the last week or so, I saw a post from one of the guys in that group, and he had this question about, are you driven by a fear of failure or out of a desire to win? And it was a really cool question that I just couldn't resist but turn into a podcast episode for this week. So thanks a lot, Derek, for the inspiration on your post and to making this episode. But I want to talk about this idea of what drives you. Are you propelled by the fear of losing or the desire to win? Now, to clarify, in this show, as I'm talking not just exclusively to a group of Christians, but it is certainly a faith-based show. That I've always said that, right from the beginning. It's one of the first things I encourage you guys to have is have your faith in line and set. And I'm going to tell you to put your faith in Jesus Christ. If you want to listen to the show and disagree with me on that and you still gain value from this show, that's great. I hope you do get a lot of value out of this show. And I think you will by applying a lot of the different principles and things we talk about. But I think you're missing a huge element if you don't have that part right. And I think it's the key element to what is going to make you, again, the man that God designed you to be. So you guys know my target audience is men, and specifically men of faith and faith in Jesus Christ. So that being said, speaking to, again, my brothers out there who are men of faith, who identify as Christians, is it okay for Christians to want to win? And I think if you ask a bunch of people in your church or around you that are Christians, you'll probably get a whole bunch of different answers on this. But I'm going to go over a few reasons why I think it is okay for us to want to win. First of all, I'm going to hit in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Don't you know that runners in a stadium all race, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way to win the prize. Paul continues on from verse 24. He goes all the way into, I think, through verse 27, talking about ways to win. But in verse 26, he says, so I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. I think he's getting at the point of, I don't just do things for the sake of doing them. I'm not just aimlessly going after things or just aimlessly going through the day, going through the motions for the sake of doing the motions. He's doing something with an end goal in mind. I also look a little later on in the next chapter in 1 Corinthians 10:31, where it says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So I think we as Christians are allowed to have the desire to win. I think it's okay. And not to say you need, you know, permission for that, but maybe if you felt like you couldn't have or shouldn't have that desire, I think these are a few good starting points to build on that will suggest it's okay to have the desire to win and to want to succeed and to do better. I think it's okay to be competitive, to have that competitive spirit and to be driven to succeed in life, in business, even in sports. And I don't think it's always a self-centered or sinful desire to want to win. I think where it becomes wrong is when you're driven to win at all costs and you start to compromise your faith out of that desire to win. I think in other words, if you're making winning an idol, that's when it becomes wrong. And that's not the kind of winning I'm talking about for this episode in any way, shape, or form. That's the last thing I'm talking about. I'm also not talking about trying to achieve more because you have this spirit of discontentment about you. Discontentment also should not be your driving force for wanting to win in life. Just wanting more for the sake of having more is not a good motivator. So what kind of winning are we trying to get at here? The kind of winning I'm talking about comes out of that 1 Corinthians 10:31, doing everything to the glory of God. I think being disciplined and being self-controlled for the purpose of succeeding in what we do or and in order to be a good example, I think that is a good motivator for the kind of winning that we're talking about in this episode. I think you also should look at, you know, the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14. I've mentioned that parable before in other episodes in the past, where a master's leaving town. He gives his different servants, three different servants, five talents, two talents, and one talent. Talent being a weight, a measure of essentially of money or of gold, of something, you know, precious material that they're supposed to grow. One invests it, takes five, makes five more, gives him back 10. One takes two, makes two more, gives him back four. The other guy, out of a fear, I would call it a fear of losing, he buries his in the ground because he doesn't want to lose it. He's afraid of what his master will do if he doesn't have it to give back to him when he comes home. So he buries it in the ground. While he doesn't lose his talent in that parable, he also didn't grow it. He didn't, and he got chastised for that. He gets kind of reamed out for that and is called a wicked servant because he didn't invest and grow and develop that talent that he'd been left with. And that one is taken and given to the one who had 10 at the end because he managed things well. So the kind of winning I'm ultimately talking about out of these examples is it's a goal-oriented winning. And it's something that comes out of an abundance mindset. It's the kind of winning that says a rising tide lifts all boats. It's not the scarcity mindset that says I'm going to seek to win at everyone else's expense. Like there's only one winner and everyone else is losers, and I'm going to be the guy at the top at the end. That's not the kind of winning I'm after or what I'm trying to get at. I'm talking about this abundance mindset of winning of I'm competing against me because I'm not just going to come at you guys trying to make this all, you know, just spiritual, like just got to make this only about a faith-based type winning. I think it's okay, like I said earlier, to want to win in life, and that winning is taking shape in how we show up at work, in getting promotions, in making more money, in playing sports, or whatever the case may be, wherever it is you want to do better and improve and win. I think it's okay to want to win and to want to do better. It's the competitiveness of you versus you. You know, as I got into working out with some friends a couple of years ago, I noticed that these guys were capable of more things than what I was capable of. Even though going in, I thought I was in decent shape, but they showed me a whole different level, a whole other gear that was possible. And, you know, when I got around them, because they were making themselves better and improving themselves, it just showed me what was possible and that I didn't know maybe I was capable of doing a lot more than what I'd been doing. So then I started trying to just do better in each workout than the last time I showed up. And that drove me to succeed and to win. So it was this type of winning is a you versus you type of winning. I wasn't trying to do better to beat anybody else or to try to show up anybody else. I just wanted to do better to be better than I was yesterday. And ultimately, that's what I'm getting at with your winning. It's like I said, it's that a rising tide lifts all boats. As I make myself better, as I start to succeed in life, with finances, with relationships, in all these different aspects of how I should be showing up as a man, that ultimately makes the people that are around me better too, because maybe shows them a different level, another gear that they could tap into that will ultimately make them do better than they did yesterday for the sake of they're just now aware of what's possible. You know, something else to think about in this too is that one major benefit that will come out of a desire to win is the testing of your character. Your inner character will be revealed in the crucible of competition. If you find in the process of your competing to win or in that desire to win that your character is lacking, if you're starting to notice, man, I'm competing out of a different motive here. I do want to win at all costs. I want to just beat this other person for no other reason than to beat them. Because you're competing out of a selfishness mindset, or you're competing out of, again, the idol of winning because you just want to be the best for no other reason than to put everybody else down. I think that's going to be found out as you compete, as you play to win, so to speak. So I think if you find that those motives are wrong, as a believer, I'm not suggesting you should just give up and walk away from the competition because your motives are wrong. I think this is good because it helps you see where your motives truly are, maybe in a way that you never would have found out otherwise. So now it just is a gauge to tell you and help you understand that something else in your life is wrong and needs to be adjusted so that you can continue to compete and win with the right goals and motives. What I'm ultimately getting at is that the desire to win is not inherently wrong. In fact, my own personal belief is that we're designed to want to win. I think it's what drives that desire that will determine if our desire to win is right or wrong. You'll ultimately have to examine yourself in your own heart for that to see what's driving you and to answer that question internally of, is my motive to win right or wrong? If it is wrong, use it as that gauge to understand where things are and to make adjustment as necessary, or to determine my desire to win is to just do better than where I was yesterday. One of the responses to the question of what drives you in my men's group in the Iron Council that came from a man named Alan, he talked about different fuels for what drives you. You know, one of those fuels might be just out of necessity. You know, maybe you need to earn more money, you know, but that's a fuel that will run out because once you have what you need, you're not going to have that same fire under you. You're not going to have the same drive to succeed and to keep winning. You know, another fuel might be fear, you know, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of losing. You know, that fuel ultimately too will run out once you achieve enough success or accomplishment. You won't be so afraid of those things anymore and you will stop trying to win. But then he brought up the fuel of winning and how it's forward thinking. It's the type of fuel that seeks to win for the sake of just constant improvement, growth, development. Ultimately, I would call that type of desire being a good steward of what we're managers over, like the parable of the talents. You think of it this way, how can you ask God for more if you're not doing the absolute best that you're capable of with what you already have? So you got to be forward thinking. You have to have that forward thinking desire to win out of a desire to constantly be just developing, improving, growing, adapting to new challenges and new adversity. That's ultimately where your mindset has to be. So kind of coming back in somewhat of a conclusion, it is okay to want to win in life. Your desire to win needs to come from a place of doing everything to God's glory and from an abundance mindset. It's that constant improvement and growth in all things so that you become better and then so does everyone else under your influence. You should do the best with what you already have and then seek to do better, ultimately running away to win the prize. Now, if you are maybe someone who's not super competitive and you're kind of struggling with this particular episode because you don't have that desire to really win or to keep growing, changing, doing better, you know, how do you end up building that desire? How do you end up kind of gaining that fire? And I would say, one, establish a baseline. Just take inventory in your life of where you are currently. So that way you know where you are and you know where you need to go. Another thing to add in there, number two here, start setting goals. Your goals need to be on paper, on purpose, and should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. That's the SMART goals. You know, the acronym SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. So start putting those things down. You can do them however often you really want to. Some people set annual goals. In the Iron Council, the group I'm in, we set quarterly goals because it's easier to gauge success in the course of 3 months than it is to have to think about trying to do this thing for an entire year and looking back at 12 months and going, did I achieve this or not? It's much easier to course correct it in 3 months than it is in 12, which is why we do it that way. But we can, again, set annual goals and break them down into quarters and still achieve a yearly or annual goal that way as well. So whatever works for you, but ultimately just start setting goals. Another thing I would say, just get active. You know, start playing sports. Pick up, you know, in a rec league for basketball or baseball or whatever type of sport you're interested or willing to play. You know, maybe if you're not a super competitive guy and sports isn't your thing, you know, start looking at joining a chess club or a checkers group, or start playing cards with some people. Just start doing something that is active or competitive in nature. Just do something that will help to drive you to want to improve and to continually develop and want to win. Guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. I really enjoyed this question that Derek posed about what drives you, and it really made me think about what is driving me. Like, how is this impacting me? What does this mean for my life as I seek to grow professionally and advance in my career, as I seek to make more money in life, as I seek to show up and just do better, to win against what I was doing yesterday, to not just settle for what was good enough yesterday? It was really impactful. So thanks, Derek, and to Alan from the Iron Council, who posed this question and provided some insights and answers. It really helped me, and I hope it's going to help you guys. And now I hope you guys will take this, apply it, go out there and set some goals and set yourself up to win each and every day and keep moving forward. Guys, if this has been an impactful show for you, if it's been helpful, if it's challenged you, definitely leave me a rating and review on your podcast platform. Be sure to share this episode, send it to a friend who you think would benefit from this. I'd love it if you guys would just be sharing this podcast and helping it grow. I'd love to continually see those downloads coming in for the Discipline of Manliness podcast. It's great to talk to you guys again. I hope you guys have a great week. Also, don't forget to hit me up on social. You know, let me know how this is impacting you. Hit me up with questions or ideas for future episodes. You can find me at Discipline of Manliness on Instagram, or you can also email disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com. I'd love to take in any thoughts you guys have and use that for future episodes as well. Be sure to tune in next week, next Tuesday, our next episode releases. Until then, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.